Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Guilty DZ. Let's go with that. Guilty. I'm Jack. That's Miles. This is Trending, aka we waited until the verdict came down to record, to give our reactions. I'm like emotionally spent and just I was way too nervous for what a jury was gonna find about somebody who committed emotion murder over 9 minutes.
Let me tell you, man, the process of waiting for that verdict was just so fucking excruciating, because I think like a lot of people, I'm looking at a data set that shows me the verdict that was read wasn't going to happen. So you have to simultaneously operate this place where you're trying to be realistic about what this country is and what it stands for, while also having this torturous hope that things may begin to turn, or maybe this can be somewhat breaking the mold or the pattern. And it's exhausting to hope that your existence as a person of color, a human being, can be validated with the right verdict, but also uniquely to like this Black experience is also kind of readying yourself that it doesn't matter, that it's fucked up, that he might be on Dancing with the Stars next fucking fall. I'm completely spent. Because I think I at the end of the day, we have the same system.
Yeah.
And I know that this is good data. This is good feedback to say, yes, that this version of justice was served, but it's so many people that have not gotten justice.
Yeah.
And if we don't act properly in accordance, not act properly, but if we don't make the right moves to create real change
functional experiential change for people of color in this country, this doesn't mean much except for very narrowly that George Floyd got justice. And I want to be able to make sure that this, I don't know what the media is going to do after this. Like what the, if they're going to be like, yeah, well, George, George Floyd got justice. Now right. Let's keep it moving. But yeah, I'm relieved and I'm also just exhausted and I feel shitty that even though there was justice in this context, narrowly, we're still in the same America at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And it's just a weird thing. It's a unique sense of bittersweetness that I think people of color only know in this country.
Yeah. If this is breaking the mold, then the mold is fucking broken. And I think we need to recognize that and change the system. And I'm hoping that that's maybe the experience of, you know, of waiting for this and also looking at the priors and looking at Philando Castile's case and the fact that that dude got off after shooting him 7 times for no reason. Maybe that the fact that people, you know, experienced that. And I just feel like it didn't break through at the time. And now the whole world was kind of watching this and waiting for the American justice system to fuck it up. I'm hoping that that's enough to recognize that it needs to change, that this version of things where this is the exception to the rule, like we can't move forward with that.
Well, and I think for people who, I already had people in my comments being like, well, this is a step.
Right.
Someone said, you should be happy. I should be, excuse you? Mm-hmm. Fucking tell me what the fuck I need to feel. But I don't, steps, we've talked about this. Since George Floyd was murdered over the summer, incrementalism, gradual glacial pace is still violence.
Yeah.
And to think otherwise, to mistake that for progress does a disservice to all those people who are looking for equity. You cannot take this and say, not to wash away that this was a successful prosecution, but to widen that perspective and to say that this is great. On some level, yes, it is, but it doesn't end there, because what's great is that we all move together towards actual lived liberation, for actual equity, for a justice system that is applied equally across the board. Until we have that, we have to keep our heads in the game. And I know some people are going to check out. Other people don't have that luxury. Other people are still thinking, well, shit, there's still cops out there. And what's their response going to be to this?
Right.
Is it going to be more aggression? Is it going to be less? Is it going to be crisis PR teams to be like, uh-oh, okay, maybe we should change our uniform colors to be a lighter shade of blue? I don't know. But,
I feel like that was like people were, you know, boarding up their businesses and being like, what if, you know, what's going to happen? As everybody said, bracing for the response if he was acquitted. Well, let's talk about what the response is going to be from the police just nationwide. We've seen how petulant they are when people even suggest that they're held to account. I also, somebody put it this way, that this can be read as just them knowing when to sacrifice one of their own, that there's absolutely just like one
sacrificial lamb.
Yeah. And there were like the key difference a lot of reporters were pointing to is that the police actually testified against him, and his superior said that's not like what that, like, we need it. The justice system requires the boss to say, I actually don't think he should have murdered that person on camera. But what brought them to that point, I think why they felt like they had to behave differently this time. There are so many things that first of all, there's the, I think it was a child who took the video, mm-hmm. had the courage to take the video and stand there while the police were, you know, glaring at her and telling anybody who's watching to stand back and stay back. And then I think the organizing and protesting and even the violence that happened over, you know, destruction of property that happened over the summer, you think that didn't help put the people of the Minneapolis police force in the mind state that, like, well, shit, we need to give them one and actually testify? Like, that's why the whole Biden and then even this judge being like, Maxine Waters saying that, like, they need to stay out in the streets and, like, hold them accountable. That this proves to me that that's absolutely right. That's absolutely mm-hmm. right. That they need.
Yeah, they're counting. They're counting on people to go back to sleep.
Yes, they're hoping that this causes people to go back to sleep.
It's like, whoa, okay, we get it. Wow. Like, that's truly the energy of it, you know, because that's how a lot of these things work. That's like the you know, the way these fucking institutions preserve themselves, whether, you know, there's always like a version that'll distract from like your own wrongdoing and everyone can be like, aha, point the finger over there to absolve ourselves because we're holding this other thing accountable to show that we're on the right side, but it's not consistent. And yeah, I hope that people understand that as long as the policing in this country remains in the form that it is, this is going to continue.
Yeah.
So we're not done. Yeah. And I guarantee you, we're going to have to watch another video, unfortunately, of somebody losing their lives at the hands of police. Because this will give people the intellectual cover to not want to advocate for more, to ask for more, to say people deserve more, because it's just moral licensing. I'm sure a lot of people take this moment to morally license, be like, well, you know, Derek Chauvin didn't kill. That's one person.
I did, you know, watching his eyes go wide as they were reading the verdict, watching his bail get revoked and them remand him to custody and cut his hands behind his back was some kind of relief and release in seeing that.
Right. Yeah. For people who think there's relief, there is on some level, but unfortunately, like, the form of progress that we're experiencing, it's not fast enough. It's not fast enough. And if your team, hey, that was great. Back to brunch, baby. Unfortunately, there are too many people in this country that don't have the luxury of doing that. And I implore many people who listen to this show to really, if you're around people like, well, at least we got to be okay. We have to change the discourse to say, yes, and we need to go further, because we're too used to this diet of incremental, quote unquote, progress and letting that appease the masses or the media apparatus that will no longer report on in a way that will acknowledge the outrage that still exists in this country.
Yeah.
Because it still exists and it will continue to exist as long as we're, you know, under the oppression of this justice system.
Yeah. He's going to be sentenced in 8 weeks, which is a long time to wait, but,
Yeah.
And 420 is trending. It is 420, buddy.
It's so wild. There is a lot of tweets, the people being like, the owners of the Super League are like just hoping, like, they're like, fuck, the Chauvin trial is going to change like the news cycle for a second.
Right.
And yeah, it may or may not, but I think at the end of the day, just people of good conscience, please know that the thing that we need to celebrate and move towards is the just ending of this carceral system we have. And really reimagining what these ideas are of safety, of crime, and what the root causes are of crime and things like that. And yes, while there are people who are just going to do whatever the fuck they're going to do. There's also so many people that deserve the dignity of being able to live a life undisturbed and to have prosperity that it's only sort of afforded to too few people.
Yeah.
So that, you know, keep going. Yeah. But honestly, a big shout out to the prosecution for having to lay out a case that to many people was so obvious, but unfortunately you need to be as persuasive as possible, even when you have the shit on tape.
Yeah.
And I don't want to take away anything from what has happened in this trial. I'm merely speaking from my perspective and what I'm at the moment going through. I am relieved, but I'm also sick that we have this cycle where all of my hopes are hinging on the decision of 12 people right. to define what murder is, to define what the cost of ending life is. And that's really fucked up to have to go through constantly.
But there's so many heroic things had to stack up to just make this one exception to what has been the rule possible.
Yeah.
You know, the prosecution, abnormal things, I should say. The police actually telling the truth, the woman taking the video, and, you know, for every one case where those things line up, there are 20 innocent people who are being murdered and nobody's noticing.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, bittersweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
But fuck, at least some measure of relief.
Yeah.
That
for sure.
Something that obvious, was for whatever reason, people were able to move past that, whether it's just a, you know, a performative gesture from the police and this jury, I don't know. But I'm glad that for George Floyd's family, they can rest a little bit easier and know that on some level, people gave a shit.
Yeah, his life mattered.
Yeah.
All right. So that is what's happening right now, this afternoon. We recorded tomorrow's episode right before the verdict was read. So, you will get a totally different version of us in that episode. So till then, yeah, we'll talk to y'all tomorrow morning. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
Bye. Black lives still matter.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.